Yeah, all the way back in Jupiter, you said right away, Nolan Gorman is a different looking player. Can you just talk about the adjustments he made, the way he stayed back on that first curveball and drove it, and much more patient at play?
Yeah, he had a. We got to go back to his offseason because that's where it really took place. He had a really productive offseason. He was tasked with making some changes. And immediately in spring, you can see we had a different player mechanically and just honestly, this his overall personality. There was some calmness to and some confidence to what he was doing. But he's done a nice job to start the season. He had a really good spring. He's patient. He's not leaving the zone. And he's doing a lot of damage. But he's going up there with a ton of confidence, and it's been fun to watch.
Paul, you've told anybody who will listen the type of player Burleson would be for you guys this season. What did you make of his game?
Yeah, he had a really good day. This is a guy that finds the barrel. Regardless of how good you are on the mound, he's going to take a really, really tough at bat, and today was a good day for it. Barreled a lot of balls, and yeah, we're going to continue to see that out of him. But a very productive day out of Burley.
What do you take from the quality of contact you saw today and over the whole season?
We're hitting a lot of balls hard. Guys are taking really tough at bats. They're not leaving the zone. They're making hard contact. Our outs are hard. But overall approach, using the whole field and doing damage. It's a pretty scary lineup. You can give guys a day off, and it doesn't matter because the guys that are coming in are very productive as well. So we feel good about where we're at. The identity of this club is a strong one.
All that hard contact is probably something that shouldn't be taken for granted no matter who it comes against. But to do it against some good start hitters in this series, does that kind of give you an extra?
Yeah, this wasn't an easy series. That's a really good club across the way. They pitch it well. They're very good offensively. They're managed well. They play the game the right way. So I felt pretty good about the way we opened up. Guys seem like they're on time, they're confident, and they're going about it the right way. So, yeah, productive first series.
I always tread lightly when it comes to, like, the psychology of it, if you will. But, like, can you guys set a tone as a dangerous team to opposing team with everybody hitting the ball so hard, 1-9?
Yeah. Internally, we feel like we have a very good offensive ball club. The guys are relentless in the way they go about their at-bats. They're not going to give anything away regardless of score. And we saw that over the last three games. The guys are taking really, really strong at-bats. So, yeah, we feel like it's a pretty darn good lineup. Yeah. Yeah, he ran into some trouble, came in. He was fairly frustrated and was able to calm down, make some adjustments, relied on the sinker, fastball mix, curveball was landing that, didn't really have his changeup as much as he would have liked, but still kept guys off balance with the rest of his pitches. But overall, he did a nice job. Yeah, and that's good players are able to refocus, and that's what we've seen with Gorman. He knew the league exposed the top of the zone. He went into the offseason, found a solution for that, and came in pretty confident in what he all the work he put in. Had a good spring, and now we're seeing the benefits of all the work that he put in the offseason. It's a really good example of somebody really taking advantage of a couple months off and working at it, but we're seeing a player with a lot more confidence than we saw at the end of the year.
Again, it's a small sample size, but it's the only sample size we have to go on.
Sure.
Can you talk about what you're seeing from Brendan Donovan in the top
spot? Yeah, another guy. When we talk about being a little taller, making sure he has an answer for inner part of the zone, being able to get guys out of there, hit for a little bit more power, get the ball off the ground, we're seeing that. And we saw it first pitch of the game. It's nice to start 1-0 after one pitch. So he's another guy that's doing a really nice job.
Yeah. 2-0 after three pitches.
I don't hate it.
how did things go with Gio earlier? Would he have been available ahead of
you? No, he wasn't available today. But he felt really, really good. He was able to get off the mound and throw a bullpen, and it felt good. So we should be ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Lars was not available today either. We wanted to give him one more day, make sure that we weren't impacting that thumb at all. He was able to take some swings and do some stuff underneath, but we were not going to use him regardless of situation today.
For Dylan hadn't played, comes in three hits today. What
yeah.
do you say about his readiness?
I absolutely love it. When we talk about depth, is the ability to give guys days off and you don't lose anything because the guys that are coming in are extremely productive and ready. So it's going to be good to continue to give these guys, keep them sharp off the bench and keep that rotation going where you can keep guys fresh and guys sharp. So it'll be a good balance, but he did a really nice job first time out.
Holly, with where your bullpen was, how critical are those guys from Stratton?
Yeah, those guys were key to be able to finish that game between the two of them. We were wanting to stay away from Verhagen and Palante today, obviously Helsley and Hicks. So we had one more guy we were wanting to use in Thompson, and we were able to stay away from him as well. So for Stratton and not to do what they did today, that was pretty good.
Holly, so many positives in this first series. When you're evaluating this first series to move forward, is there one part of the game where you think, all right, we need to focus on this and maybe improve on that you didn't like?
Yeah, no doubt. There's definitely some areas of improvement. There's some stuff on the bases that we could have took advantage of that we didn't. There's some stuff defensively that we haven't talked about, but that could get cleaned up. But when we talk about if you give us an inch, we'll take it. And they gave us several, and we didn't take it. So there's some things that we can continue to improve on for sure.